boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, when searching for a home, it is so easy to go online. There are so many sites to gather information. How is that affecting the realtor business?
You know, Steve, actually, the studies are indicating that the use of realtors' assistance in home purchasing is up.
It really?
Actually went from 83% in 2010 to 88%. And what I find interesting is, you know, realtors are always afraid we give too much information out there. It's all out on the internet. You know, the perception is you don't need our assistance. Well, that's the absolute opposite is true. There's actually almost too much information out there. And as a consumer, you want somebody on your side to guide you through. There's so much involved, and same with your industry. You need people to guide you through all this. You can't be an expert in everything, and to have a realtor by your side giving you the tools to make, you know, sound financial decisions, there's so many steps in the buying process, so many pitfalls that real estate agents are worth their value.
Well, actually, the laws keep changing, too. Now there's a new law that takes effect October 3rd, the TILA-RESPA law, which I know that realtors have been training for now for months to get up to speed, so you've got to know those rules too.
Sure, and same with the lenders and the, you know, the whole industry. So there's always constant changes, and so, you know, these are all good things, and again, you see it in a lot of different industries. And it's kind of interesting, this report, it'll show, you know, like 94% of the millennials and baby boomers use the online websites. And it's broken down by, you know, age and category. So from a realtor's perspective, it gives me some perception as to what works in help marketing of someone's home. Is it the photos? Is it the virtual tours? It's all very fascinating.
Well, it's interesting the way the society is separating out information, which is a commodity, but it still hasn't figured out how to Uberize advice. And we're finding it in our industry as well. I mean, there's a torrent of information available to everybody about investing, and there's no lack of media-driven financial advice and so on. But the bottom line is that when it comes to you, it's really nice to sit down with someone who's really knowledgeable and honest and credible, that you can work out your situations that are personal to you. And I don't think you can really replace that. And I think you're finding that in your industry as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, on a different subject, you know, we've talked about the fact that there has been a difficulty in finding homes to buy. The inventory levels are so low. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later about what's holding people back. But here's another aspect that I wanted to ask you about. Since demand seems to be increasing as more people are working and the resale of existing homes is still so tight, builders are really working hard to build more housing units to meet the demand, but I don't think they're really keeping up with it, and that may cause prices to go higher. Do you have an opinion on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's basic economics 101. You have rising demand and shortage, you're going to have rising prices. And we're certainly seeing that, you know, in our particular market area, we're only behind San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, New York area, where you see the ratio of 11 jobs for one new house being built.
Right.
One of the reasons we're seeing this in our particular market area, and this is across the country too, is you need land to build a house on. And, you know, we're surrounded by a state of water. We've got Everglades, we've got water, and so there's only so much track of land that we can build on, and a lot of it's already been built.
In South Florida, I mean, do you think that there's a beginning, or there is a shortage of land? I know that, you know, in Miami, of course, and then going up the coast, it gets more crowded and more crowded. But what about points north? People seem to be gravitating more towards...
Certainly going north, there's more land. I mean, we're not running out of land to the point... We're running out of land in the areas that are most desirable, where it's already extremely well-developed.
Right.
But as you go further north, there's plenty of land to develop. But you look, for example, in San Francisco area, that whole area is tapped out.
Yeah.
You know, median priced home is over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Our median priced home is, you know, in the $200,000-$300,000 range. So we're not going to be in trouble in that regard, you know, pricing. But basically what's happening, Steve, is just making the home buyers have to move further away from their jobs. They're going to have to commute longer distances is what it's going to boil down to.
That was a trend we saw in the early 2000s, especially in the L.A. area. People were moving hours away from downtown. I don't know how they lived those lives of commuting, but I guess that trend's happening again.
If I'm more than 10 minutes from my office, I'm miserable.
I feel the same way. So why aren't people selling their homes? What are they afraid of?
You know, they've got a lot of fears, these sellers. First of all, a lot of them, 73% of them are saying that home prices haven't yet recovered enough for them to put their homes up for sale. So I think a lot of the sellers are wanting to pull out a lot of equity out of the house. They want to sell high and buy low.
Yeah.
But that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some hesitation. They're also concerned about the low levels of inventory because once they sell their home, they have to have a home to go to.
Where are they going?
And I can tell you personally, I've gone on so many appointments, people, you know, wanting to know what their home value is, interested in putting their home up for sale, and then they start searching on the internet like we just spoke about, and they're like, wow, there's nothing for sale. I guess I can't sell. So we're in that constant, you know, cycle of, you know, you have to be able to buy in order to sell.
So that's why new housing is so important. These builders come and start to create new housing. In a healthier cycle, the sellers would be able to go to that new housing, and then the buyer would have a choice between new and existing.
Right.
Right. Right. And then there'd be a price differential that the buyer could make an informed choice. Yeah. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. This is Real Estate Roundup. To hear this segment and all our other segments, don't forget to go to onthemoneyradio.org. And for more information about Terry, you can go to terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01. Or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.